It's Shakespeare and Company's 40th season, and the Lenox, Massachusetts theater troupe has already hit the stage. Artistic director Alan Burrows has the summer lineup.
We're starting out with 4,000 Miles. We just opened this past weekend by Amy Herzog. It's a beautiful Obie Award-winning piece. It's about a young guy who rides his bike across the country, and something pretty tragic happens, and then he ends up at his grandmother's apartment in New York, and it's all about them getting to know each other in surprising ways. And it says a lot about human beings and the way they interact. It says a lot about generations. It says a lot about the disenfranchised in our society now. And it's really a powerful piece in a quiet way, and I think people will enjoy it. We just started rehearsal for our next production, which is Cymbeline, a rarely known Shakespeare. It's the first time we're being presenting it on the main stage here, and directed by our founding artistic director, Tina Packer. And that is got everything. I mean, it's a later Shakespeare play. The mature playwright really knew his craft at that point, and he has some really powerful things to say about manipulation, about power, about betrayal, about forgiveness. And even though we've never done it on the main stage and it's not often performed, I think people will find it a very affecting play.
That must be a lot of fun for the performers to take part in.
Yeah, it is. Especially because a lot of them don't know the play. I mean, you have, because it's done so rarely, you have seasoned Shakespearean actors like, oh, I've never run this one up the flagpole. So, yeah, they're sinking their teeth into it, some of them, in a new way. So that's great. It's not like trotting out a lot of the greatest hits, which can happen. You know, if you get to a place where you have to invent things just to make it new, then it doesn't serve the play. You know, what we do here at Shakespeare and Company, it's all about, you know, connection. It's all about the language. It's all about the actor-audience relationship. So for us, there are lots of plays that we have yet to explore in new ways. And then we go to Intimate Apparel by Lynn Nottage. Those people who are paying attention would know that Lynn Nottage just won the Pulitzer Prize for the second time. And this is a very powerful play. It's about a seamstress in Manhattan in 1905, and when social and class lines were very distinctly drawn, and got a lot of funny stuff in it, mainly because of how people interact. I think it's how we reflect on, at the end of the day, we're all human. And so that's kind of where the comedy comes out of, is that we all have our foibles, we all have our shortcomings, and we all have to live with them.
Something that audience members kind of hinge on sometimes is saying, oh, that reminds me of that, you know, that thing that you just read in the newspaper. And
right.
how often is it when you talk about audience, a relationship with the audience, is it to try to get them to reflect on something that's modern or something that's happening?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because, you know, I say in terms of everything that's going on in the world right now, with all the craziness, with the way language in the last 18 months, let's face it, has been somewhat devalued because we've kind of gone to another place of how people treat each other. Respect has often broken down. We've witnessed that. And so we're kind of in a new landscape. So where do we as a theater company fall? And what I say to people is we have to decide where we fall on the spectrum between, you know, diversion or escapism and activism. You know, we're not, this Shakespeare and Company is not, we don't do agitprop theater, right? It's not like Bread and Puppet. We don't do, you know, overtly political theater. But I like to think that Shakespeare was kind of a quiet revolutionary. He had his company of actors who were standing on tables and throwing stuff around the pubs and stuff. Meanwhile, he was kind of over on the side taking it all in and writing about it. But he still had something to say. And I think we want to have an opportunity for people to come to the property, maybe just have an evening's entertainment, but it still be thought-provoking because we still have to do what we do with a purpose. You know, it's not, we can't just do Fluffernutter. all the time. You know, we have, and yet we can't just do something where it's so message driven that people feel like, wow, now you're lecturing to me. Like, I don't get enough of this in the news already. So I'm here, you know, I'm here to just kind of have an evening where to spend with my family. So we try to split the difference, basically.
You know? Okay, Alan, yeah. So rapid fire. What's going on for the rest of the season?
Next up is The Tempest, classic, last play that Shakespeare wrote alone. We're building a brand new theater outside called the Roman Garden Theater, so people can come, have a picnic in the afternoon. That show starts at 5:30 and ends at 7:30 at sunset. It's The Tempest at twilight. We're bringing back the Wharton comedies that were big favorite, brand new one adapted by Dennis Krausnick. We're bringing back Roman Fever, and a new one is Fullness of Life. Then we have Storytellers and Songwriters series, where we have very well-known musicians who are going to be doing kind of a symbiotic evening with one-person shows by senior company members. That is going to be a very interesting set of August weekends. We do Midsummer Night's Dream again by our touring production over at the Mount in the afternoons. And then we wrap up the season with God of Carnage. Cutting, funny, hard-hitting play about social mores and how people interact again by Yasmina Reza. So it's a really full season. It's got something for everyone, and we really hope people will join us on the property.
Shakespeare and Company's artistic director, Alan Burrows, spoke about the organization's 40th summer season.